Club Network, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And good morning. It's a sunny, beautiful day in Hawaii with the easterly winds about 10 to 15 miles per hour. We're waiting for those winds to pick up just a bit. Get some cool breezes. We'll have some isolated showers in the morning. They're expecting more rain by Sunday evening, Monday, Tuesday, from the National Weather Service. Thank you for listening to the Golf Club, for tuning in around the world. RadioGolfClub.com is where to go. If you can't listen to the show right now, you're listening maybe on Oahu or the Big Island or Kauai or, you know, Maui. Good morning. Have a great day. Get out on the golf course and play. We've got some tee times for you coming up. But first, our guest this morning, Stephen Yellen, coach and author of Seven Secrets of World-Class Athletes. Craig Sasaba is joining us today, the director of golf at Poipu Bay, Mary B. Porter King, and Stuart Katz. But the show is brought to us by BOD. These are the people who make this show possible. Star Protection, get the star team on your property. Foot Patrol, building security, shopping centers, whether you need help or you'd like to join the star team, call Star Protection. They're in Hawaii, on all the islands, and in California. Moon Physical Therapy, doctor recommended, insurance approved, and whether you're hurt in a workman's comp related incident, or it was an auto accident, or you're just recovering from some really serious surgery like hip replacement and you need physical therapy to get back on. Your knee's been hurt. You need to get back into the game. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results. Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing and air conditioning statewide. Excellent service. Expert knowledge. Work and product you can depend on. Alakai Mechanical. The computer doctor, whether you've got a PC or a Mac or your network just failed, the computer doctor is on call. Hawaii Golf News and Travel and 808golf.com. You know what? We're going to check in on the progress of our Hawaii golfers on the tours or on their quest to be on the tours in just a few minutes. But first, I want to say good morning to Stephen Yellen. And good morning, Stephen.
Good morning.
He's actually saying good afternoon.
That is correct.
Because he's calling in from Florida. Now, I first met, and actually we first met, Stephen, through Josh Karp and his book Straight Down the Middle.
Right, right.
Yes.
Right.
And this is how we were introduced to Stephen. Josh finds Stephen waiting for him outside Stephen's home. And Josh says he was 54, a bit under 5'10", trim, and athletic in that former tennis prodigy sort of way. I'd have been hard-pressed to pinpoint his age. He could have been 44 or a well-preserved 59. Yellen is a man of great and genuine enthusiasm. His vibrancy is infectious. And from there, I became a fan. I'm like, I just feel it, okay? But what made me more of a fan, Mr. Yellen, is when I read what Josh said. He said, and I think we can all relate to this in some form, Yellen's approach disregards all of that, you know, having to check out the dozens of articles of where to stand and how to stand and where your divot should be and things that Josh says I can't even begin to understand. Yellen's approach disregards all of that, basically giving over to the fact that my swing, while technically imperfect, is good enough. I am supposed to give up, not think, and simply create the freedom within my mind and body to be fluid, which will allow my body to adjust and maximize my capacity to hit the ball. My God, how simple could it be? Yeah, you are amazing.
So, well, I had a good time with Josh. He visited me when I was living in Iowa, and his golf game did get better. And the program actually over the past 2 or 3 years, or actually now 3 or 4 years, has been refined and is now even more powerful, and I'm sure he would enjoy it even more now.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure. And then I find, completely by coincidence, this book called The Seven Secrets of world-class athletes by Stephen Yellen and Buddy Biancalana. George Brett says, these guys have discovered something in all sports that is going to have a huge impact wherever it is taught. Now, we're talking about not just golf. We're talking about baseball, long jump, a high jump, football, paddling. It doesn't matter what you're into. This applies, right?
Exactly correct, because motion is motion, whether it's swinging a golf club or hitting a tennis serve or trying to sink a free throw, is that the mind controls the body. And as it turns out, in order to produce fluid, effortless motion in any sport, the same processes have to take place in the mind. And what we've done is we've quantified what those processes are, exactly what has to take place, and even more important, we've come up with a systematic and very simple but powerful approach and technique and program that allows someone to have those experiences in their mind more consistently.
Well, you know, you talked about the seven secrets. So what I wanted to do is I wanted to go and find the seven simple secrets. So secret number one was fairly, you know, it's what everybody talks about. And I think a lot of people are so burnt out on hearing about the mental game. You've got to stop thinking. Do stop thinking. You know, stop thinking. Yeah, well, okay, that's good. That's very easy to say, to tell me to stop thinking about what I'm doing so that I can perfect my golf swing. You get my mind out of the game and just let my inner mind. You explain it so well. The first secret is something Stephen calls the fluid motion factor.
Right.
Getting the CEO of the brain out of your way. And the CEO is the prefrontal cortex, okay? And he refers to it as the PFC in his book. So I just want you to know what PFC means, the prefrontal cortex. Explain a little bit about that.
Well, when you're learning emotion, when you go to a golf teacher and he's teaching you the path the club should take on the way back or the path the club should take on the way down, then the prefrontal cortex, which is essentially the discriminating intellect of the mind, of the brain that oversees all the processes, that has to be engaged because you're learning a new motion. So you practice that motion, the prefrontal cortex is engaged, the instructor says, yes, that's good, maybe a little bit more on the inside or a little bit more on the outside. So you do that for 100 times or 500 times or 1,000 times or 10,000 times, as the case may be. And after a while, you can do it with your eyes closed. It's not a big deal. And you go to the practice range before you tee off, and you're hitting the ball great. You know, everything is nice and simple and fluid. Then you get to the first tee. And then where did that fluid swing go? Because you just had it 5 minutes ago.
Yes.
And where did it go? And then you maybe regain it on the 12th tee, and then it leaves on the 15th tee. So I'm sure you've never had that experience.
Of course not. No. I totally keep that prefrontal cortex out of the action.
What happens is, in order to produce fluid motion, after you've learned the motion or repeated the motion successfully for a number of times, the prefrontal cortex has to stay out of the process. The prefrontal cortex, when a fluid motion is produced, observes the process that's taking place in the mind. And essentially what it's observing is the signal about what you want to do, the intention about what you want to do, goes right to the motor system, and it's the motor system which communicates with the body. Now, when the prefrontal cortex is engaged and interrupts and analyzes that signal, and of course we can call the prefrontal cortex the intellect as well, and everyone knows that feeling when they start thinking. As soon as they start overthinking about what they're doing, which they didn't do on the practice range, but they do when they go to the first tee, then that signal is intercepted and interrupted on its path to the motor system. It doesn't arrive in a timely manner. The body has to do something because athletic motion demands that you perform a motion at a specific point in time. So it goes into a semi-panic mode. And that's when you come over the top, or you're too far inside, or you're off balance, or your hand, or you're shut at the top, whatever the case may be. So the whole key in any sport, after you have successfully practiced a motion a number of times, is how do you keep the prefrontal cortex from intercepting the signal? And this is...
And if I may, I think the way you explained it that was so enlightening to me is this. The prefrontal cortex is like the CEO of a large corporation. You open up a little store that's a part of the corporation. You, the CEO, the prefrontal cortex, works on getting it all set up, gets the management in place, and then steps back and lets that little company operate because you have confidence that that company is going to operate well. You don't get involved on a daily basis. You don't micromanage. It's when your thinking starts micromanaging your actions that should be, that you've practiced so many times that are rote already. They're just a part of your everyday brushing your teeth and getting up and wandering to the bathroom. All of those things that are just come naturally. That's how you should be with your whatever it is you're working on, your swing or the way you throw the ball or the way you pitch a ball. And I thought that was so brilliant. You know, I can really relate to that. Get the mind out of taking care. Just let me do this.
You know,
go away.
It's exactly correct, and it's the same story in all sports. And now that we're in postseason play in baseball, you know I talk about postseason play in...
Oh, yes, and we're going to talk about that because yesterday, the game that when the Rangers beat the Yankees,
yeah,
that was amazing watching that pitcher. He pitched a beautiful game, a man who was drafted and then traded through and then played in Japan and then comes back and... says in an interview, I can't believe I'm here.
Yes.
And we're going to come back right after this and talk about just what happens. The second secret that is so important is called the gap. Right after this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the green with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Summer is coming. Whether you're in an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from design to installation to preventative maintenance of your AC system so that it operates more efficiently. Alakai's world-class technicians use only quality components to keep you cool. Protect your investment. From window units to chiller plants across Hawaii, call Alakai Mechanical. Keeping Hawaii cool. Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low-impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results.
Yeah, yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back. Michelle, we took some time out of class at Stanford to fly off to Malaysia for the Sime Darby LPGA Malaysia. She got off to a really hot 68, but lagged with a 74. She's tied for 24th. Maria Huerth and Ji Yong Lee are tied for the lead. Song Hee Kim is alone in third. And Julie Engster, Natalie Gulbis tied for fourth with Mika Miyasato. For those who didn't qualify to go to Malaysia, there was the 2010 Arizona Women's Open at the Wigwam Red Course in Litchfield, and Esther Cho won with a final score of 207 after three rounds. Hawaii's Kimberly Kim was in the money, tied for seventh. She took home $800. And Zira Suyetsugu, also from Hawaii, tied for 10th, and she took home $425. You see, it's not all millions, not when you're starting off. When you're working your way on the quest for the tours, you've got to put up with some other things. But We're talking with Stephen Yellen, the seven secrets of world-class athletes and what separates them. And we've talked about the brain, the thinking and analyzing and be too analytical of your swing or whatever it is you're doing, your pitching. I bet you that he wasn't thinking, Colby Lewis wasn't thinking one bit when he was in the middle of that game that he pitched against the Yankees.
Well, I would rephrase that and say that it's not that he wasn't thinking, because it's impossible not to think when you perform an action. The intellect has to be somewhat engaged, but it was how he was thinking that allowed him to pitch so well. And there's a big difference when someone starts to think from a deeper, quieter level, and it almost feels like you're not thinking at all. There's the famous Bobby Jones quote who said that, when I play good golf, I think very little, but when I play exceptional golf, I don't think at all. Now, you're behind a 7-iron, 150 yards from the green. You have a 7-iron in your hand. You're 150 yards from the green. The wind is blowing right to left. It's swirling a little. The pin is tucked on the left. There's a big, deep bunker on the left. You don't want to go there.
No!
You know, all of these things have to be taken into consideration. You just can't get behind the ball and just go brain dead and pull the trigger and expect to hit a good shot. So what Bobby Jones was thinking and what this pitcher did last night is that their thinking was done from such a quiet level in the mind that contrasted to how they normally think, it felt like they weren't thinking at all. Yet, they were taking into consideration all the parameters they have to take into consideration in order to perform an effective motion. And that was the secret of why the Rangers won last night.
Interesting. Now, in the first secret, and you need to get the book, The Seven Secrets of World-Class Athletes. Within the first secret, there's also time. And some people say it seems to stop. But in your book, you contend that it's actually the athlete who's at an exceptional level, Michael Jordan, is actually going at normal speed while the rest of them all around him are kind of in frazzled motion because they're not as in, quote-unquote, control as Michael Jordan is.
Exactly.
And then you talk about this thinking less or thinking on a deeper level of the brain, and getting in touch with deeper levels of the brain helps you get in touch with the deeper levels of your muscle.
Right.
All of this gives you more stamina. And you talk about Roger Federer coming off the court and looking like, well, maybe not recently, but when he was, you know, winning all the time, he doesn't look like he's worked at all.
Exactly. And the great athlete, the experience of time is crucial to perform at a high level in any sport, and there's a neurophysiological reason why no one can perform at a high level in a sport and have time moving fast. It's, you know, no one shoots a 64, walks off the course, and says, you know, everything was rushed today. You know, I was just rushing everything. And you know, no one goes 4-for-4 in a World Series or a playoff game and says, you know, coach, at bat, everything seemed to be speeding up today. What do they say, Daniel? They say everything slowed down.
Yes.
And the reason why they have to say that is not just, you know, it just happened to this person and doesn't happen to another person, is that the experience of time is controlled in the brain by neurons in the prefrontal cortex and neurons in the motor system. And when the intellect gets engaged and intercepts that signal, you will always experience time moving fast.
That's called frazzled for me.
It's called double bogey.
Yeah.
That's called three-putt city.
It's like the information has to go from one place to the next place, to the next place, to the next place, on a brrrr. And that's where, how I feel when I'm standing on the tee. You know, okay, yeah.
Still, you know, the golfers, yeah.
Yes, exactly. I don't think I'm an exception to the rule. You know, that's why I can relate to everybody, most people. You know, these world-class athletes, it's a different story. And as you said, they're tapping into different things. Now, what really opened my mind as I read a book, and all of these things that we've said so far don't come as a big surprise to people who have sort of looked into the mental game, you know. You talk about, when you talk about things like the consistently burying the DNA goal, and I'm jumping forward here because of concern for time, you know, when we could talk for an hour and a half, and but I want people to buy your book. The fifth secret is actually world-class athletes consistently burying the DNA goal, and we'll touch on that in a moment, but we've got to get to the gap.
The gap.
The gap is wonderful. I mean, it is, and when you talk to the gentleman, you have to explain this, because the gap is the moment when nothing happens in a sport.
Right.
And people see that in golf all the time, or in tennis. You said in your book, focus on the guy not doing anything, not on the guy that's running and actively going for the ball, the guy who's waiting for the ball. You know, that's not something we usually watch.
No.
In golf, we wait and walk and wait, and there's also a gap in the backswing. I think the perfect example of the gap was when you talked about, and it was hard for me to grasp this, but I thought about it, and I really walked myself through it. You asked a world record and gold medal, Olympic gold medalist, about long jump.
Right. Mike.
You said, could you tell me that story, please?
Well, we interviewed Mike Powell for the book. Mike Powell was the man who is the man who holds the current world record in long jump. He was the one who broke Bob Beamon's famous record from Mexico City, Mike Powell's record still stands. And we asked him, you know, what he thought was the most important thing in long jump, and he says this feeling of tempo on the way to the bar, so to speak. You know, when they jump off, not the bar, but
right.
You know, when they take off.
Right.
The landing point. And
uh-huh.
I asked him, Mike, is there any period of time in a long jump where there's a gap, where there's nothing going on, where there's a pause? And he had to think about it for a little bit, and he said...
Didn't he say no? He said no first, right?
He said no.
Yes.
No. He said no because he always thought of defining his sport in terms of motion, not in defining his sport in terms of non-motion or a gap.
Yes.
But there is a gap in a long jump. It's right when you land on the landing board before you take off.
For the actual jump. So
for the actual jump.
You run, and then you hit the board, and then you leap forward trying to stretch your legs out. But it's that moment when you land on the board prior to the leaping forward. In that moment, there is a gap. There is a stop.
It's, you know, maybe, you know, one-tenth or one-hundredth of a second. It's
just, yes.
And
yes.
I look at sports in terms of those minute fractions of time. But I asked him, I said, Mike, when you broke the world's record, did you experience the gap differently than when you did not get a gold medal, you only got a silver medal in the Olympics in Tokyo? And he thought for a second, and he said, absolutely. When I broke the world's record, how I experienced that gap was on a very, very refined, deep level. And when I got a silver medal in the Olympics, you know, there was just a little bit of noise there. There was just a little bit of activity in the mind. And that difference of having that little bit of activity is the reason why I didn't win the gold medal, but I did break the world record.
You know, when I thought about that, I imagined, like, at that moment, you know, right as you're in the gap, realizing, and you know, your mind all of a sudden, the CEO starts taking over and asks all these questions, have I landed right, am I taking off right, and you fall flat on your face.
But that, what happens is that if you don't create enough fluidity in the mind, if you don't create enough silence in the mind or abstraction in the mind, in the gap, then when you perform your motion in a split second, you're not going to have as much fluidity in the body. So when you look at a fluid golf swing, you're looking more at the processes in the mind that produce the swing, and if you're able to produce a state of fluidity in the mind, because processes in the mind are more fundamental than processes in the body, you will produce a fluid golf swing.
With the gap in golf, the backswing, there's a couple of places where the gap is in golf, right?
Yeah, there's three places. in before you pull the trigger at the top of the swing, and of course, you know, there's you really can't call it a gap, but I call it a gap when there's no more motion left, but you haven't come out of the shot. And actually, the most important gap is right before you pull the trigger. If the prefrontal cortex is capturing that signal right when you pull that trigger, then chances are it's going to be capturing the signal throughout the motion, which are going to shut down the fast twitch muscles, which will probably, the bulk of your core muscles will take over, and the swing will be a little bit more forced and awkward.
You see how this all works? To me, it was like such a revelation. And when to see, you talk about the third secret is the quality of the gap.
That's
determines
right.
The quality of the motion.
Always.
Yeah, you talk about the fast twitch muscles being the ones. How do they differ? What do they do with the core muscles? What do those fast twitch muscles do for the core muscles?
Well, when the fast twitch muscles are fired, and there's a specific process in the brain that allows the fast twitch muscles to fire, and that's in the cerebellum, in the motor system itself. When the signal goes right to the motor system, then the cerebellum can fire the fast twitch muscles. And when these muscles fire and work in unison with the core muscles, that's when you produce your best swing.
Interesting.
When the core muscles overshadow everything, that's when it feels like you forced it, you held on to it, you pushed it, you never released the club, all the bad things you don't want to think about.
You know, and we have to take a break, and our time is up. And it's just... You know, this burying the DNA goal is so cool. What's the DNA goal in a sport? The DNA goal is making the putt. It's hitting the ball. It's striking the batter out. It's whatever, you know, making the basket in basketball. That's the goal, right? You don't say, my goal is to make the basket. So
no.
World-class athletes consistently bury. They don't think about the DNA goal. They just do the DNA.
They bury it in China. Well, and if they're in China, they bury it in the United States.
Yes, exactly. This has been such a pleasure. We can find more about Stephen Yellen and Buddy Biancalana and everything they've got here. It's a wonderful site called zonetraining.net. Zonetraining.net. You can order the book there, or you can order it at Amazon.com. It's called The 7 Secrets of World-Class Athletes. We should do this some other time so we can elaborate on some of the other things.
We've got a lot to talk about here.
Yes, we do. Thank you so much, Stephen Yellen, for being on the show.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me, Daniel.
Absolutely. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Star Protection Agency has been providing security across Hawaii since 1991, guarding your business, buildings, and retail. Whether it's a store or an entire shopping center, Star Protection provides the security you need. You can join the Star Team. We're looking for a few good men and women. Call Star Protection Agency at 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
Need a good plumber 24/7? Alakai Mechanical has the best, from design to installation to maintenance. If you need more than a quick fix, get it repaired by the team at Alakai Mechanical. Whether you're in a home, restaurant, office building, or shopping center, your plumbing has to work. Alakai's world-class plumbing technicians use quality parts to keep your water and sewer lines working properly. Protect your investment. Licensed and insured. Call Alakai Mechanical across Hawaii. Your plumbers on call.
When you walk into your office or get up in the morning, what's the first thing you do? Turn on your computer and check your mail. Oh no, what does that mean? The hard drive can't be located. Whether it's a PC or Mac, desktop, laptop, network, whatever your problem, call the computer doctor on Nimitz Highway next to Eagle Cafe. Bring it in or call for an on-site appointment. The computer doctor is there to get you back up and running fast. When you need service or want the right new computer, call 532-7213. The computer doctor is on call.
It's the Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows, Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor link. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Welcome back. Glad to have Mary B. Porter King. She's about to do a shotgun tournament, and she's taken the time out to join us on the Golf Club to talk about the Asia Pacific Junior Cup. Good morning, Mary B.
Good morning, Danielle.
So good to have you. You know, I was thinking about doing your bio. One of the founders of the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, served or is serving on the board of the USGA, the PGA of America. There is an award named after her because of something heroic she did, and actually was disqualified from a tournament in 1988. You are an amazing woman, and you travel around. You're usually doing rules and this and that, and here you are. You're about to go play in a tournament, and you've got the Asia Pacific Junior Cup coming up. What do we need to do to support you?
Well, I just want people to know that the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association is going to host the fourth annual, now called Asia Pacific Junior Cup, against Japan, and it's going to be growing to other countries, China, Japan, Australia, in the future. It's our title sponsor is Hilton Grand Vacations, and Mark Wang was really the mind who started this, and we can't be more grateful for him for sponsoring this event. And it's such an opportunity for our kids to compete on an international basis right in our backyard, and we hope that next year the tournament will go out to another country and we'll have an opportunity to compete with them as well.
Right now we're playing at Waikoloa, right? And the team from Japan gets flown in. Is it Japan Airlines taking care of that?
I believe so. Japan Airlines is bringing them in, and they arrive on the 9th. Oh, actually, they arrive on the 8th, and our team arrives on the 9th. And one practice round, and then they go right into competition, and the competition is a Ryder Cup format. So hopefully they all paid attention to the European team this year and how well they played together. So, we've had practice in doing
yeah.
that.
And Kathy Isagawa, who is on the team, who will be playing for the Team Hawaii, along with Sid Okino and Emi Koga and Casey Komoto and Alina Ching and Alice Kim, Alex Chiarella, Ryo Saito, Michael Fan, Ryan Kuroiwa, Scott Yamashita, Aaron Kunimoto, Lawrence Chan, Jonah Fontier, Andre Bedard, and Cole Yarnane. They're going to be all in this team, but Kathy was on the Junior Ryder Cup.
She was, and I serve on the PGA Rules Committee, so it was one of the tournaments that I was working for the PGA of America, and I happened to be there when Kathy won and watched her play the three-hole playoff. It was quite exciting and a very proud moment for all of us in Hawaii to see one of our young people compete on a national level and be the winner in something that's a nationwide event. And actually, there were kids there from all over the world.
You know, it seems like our kids from all over the world, when they go into these events that are Ryder Cup style, they know how to play as a team, but it seems like our professional guys don't quite have that down yet.
Well, I think some of that comes, Danielle, from the very beginning. When you go into Europe, they play inter-club matches a lot, and we don't tend to do that here in the United States. So they compete together as young people. Each club brings in some young people to compete for them as a team, and they grow up together playing interstate, inter-county as a team, and they do play Ryder Cup, and they do play, if you've been to Europe, they play a lot of foursomes. They play very little stroke play like we play in the United States, so it is more natural for them. They're more comfortable in that format, and our guys aren't, and it's just a matter that they do it more often than we do.
Yeah, now I see. I didn't realize that. It's good to see that we're doing that in Hawaii, and it was started. Mark Wang, you said, was the brain behind this?
Yeah, he and I sat down. His son, Ethan, was one of our members, and Ethan went on to play at Arizona State. He's back here in Hawaii now, going to UH. But Mark wanted to do something for our kids in Hawaii, and Mark's now the head of Hilton Grand Vacations Worldwide, but so he's unfortunately had to move to Florida, but He still comes out every year if he can, and he is our major title sponsor for this event and feels very strongly that he wants to continue this competition and provide this opportunity for our kids to compete internationally. So,
one of the beautiful things about this is the, you see the welcoming ceremonies on television for the Ryder Cup or for the different the President's Cup and what have you, but we do the same thing here on a very cultural level. Can you tell us about that?
Well, we do. Our opening ceremony, depending on year to year, it's changed a little bit, and this year I think the theme may change again, but we've had, and it's a very proud moment where we carry our flag in, our players march in together and in a uniform, and it looks very nice. Last year, Hilton Grand opened one of their beautiful properties in Kingsland, and we happened to be a part of that celebration, and again, we were marched in carrying our flag and introduction of all the players and their background. This year, we're hoping to take it and bring in the young keiki, to bring in all the kids, around Waikoloa and that's on the Big Island to come over. We welcome them to come over and be part of the opening ceremonies, to have them see what's out there for them and hopefully excite them enough.
Yeah,
to say they'll be there too.
Yeah, you also do the Hawaiian blessing for the event, which I've heard gives everybody chicken skin.
It does. Anytime you hear the Hawaiian blessings and the opening of a Hawaiian ceremony, it's very special, and it's part of our culture here in Hawaii, and it shows those coming in from Japan, what we do and who we are, and it's a very proud moment for our team from Hawaii.
Yeah, and then the Japan team also does something. They do something that's culturally, they bring something to the opening ceremony as well, from what I've been told. So it's great to see, and I'm excited to see that you've expanded your horizons so that you've opened it to the Asia Pacific, the rim, as we want it to be the center of commerce between the East Coast of the United States and the Asian coast, all up and down and around the Pacific.
Well,
you're sort of making it happen in golf.
Well, we are, and you know as well as anyone that golf is blossoming and booming, especially in China and all throughout the Asian Pacific. And China, we know, will be with us next year. They've already committed, and Korea, and we're looking at Australia. So it should be even bigger and better and more opportunities for our kids.
Now, we can get involved, too. Like, I could play after the event. You're having an event with amateurs who get to play. It's the Pacific, Junior Cup, I think it's called.
Right, following the competition with the kids, and we welcome everyone out to come out and spectate. We have a roving scoreboard, so you can see exactly what's happening on the golf course and how the matches stand with roving scoreboards. And I know last year it came down right to the wire. Lawrence Chan's match came right to the last hole. We weren't on the good side of that, but it was very, very exciting. And this year, following that final match the next day, is a junior am where we invite all juniors, all amateurs, even juniors too, to participate. It's $175 to play. They'll be playing with one of the top players from Japan. Now, mind you, our kids are the top players from just the state of Hawaii. The juniors that are coming from Japan are the top players from Japan, and that's how well our kids have done against these kids in Japan.
Yeah.
So I have to remind them that these are the very best from their country. We're
yeah.
just the very best from our state.
Right.
So
yeah.
they get to play with these young people. And, we've had, today I'll be, Alex Ching is here. He's competed in it, and he's, I think, will go on to great things in his career. So you'll have an opportunity to play with one of our younger kids that I know will go on to college, because I think five of our players have already signed for college for next year, and I think many of them will go on to greater things beyond that.
Excellent, excellent. And $100 of that $175 is tax deductible, so you can help the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association continue to put on clinics and create and make this event happen by playing in the amateur event that happens the day after. the actual Asia-Pacific Junior Cup. So much fun. And if other sponsors would like to get involved, they should just get in touch with you, Mary B. Porter King.
Right. Just call the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association or go online to www.hsjga.org. And we'll be happy to talk to you and get you involved.
Excellent. Now, did you play in the Aloha Team Classic?
Well, I played, if you want to call it that. I was there and participated.
Well, you played. You had fun.
I did, and I had a wonderful time and met some wonderful people. Stuart Katz and his wife, Debbie, are two of them. They're two great people that put on a wonderful event over, I think it went on from Sunday through Wednesday, and it raises money for kids, and anything that raises money for children in Hawaii, I'm right there for them.
And that's fabulous. Now, I've got to let you go so you can get to that shotgun that starts at 8 o'clock, right?
I have to go. Well, I've been thinking in my brain here, trying to get my brain in gear so I could get my game together. So.
Well, Steve Yellen said, don't think too much. Don't let that...
Okay. Well,
the frontal cortex part, that CEO of your... don't let it... Use just the deeper part of your brain.
I don't really have a frontal one. I think I had a lobotomy, so that's why I think I should be fine.
Mary B., I love your sense of humor. Have a great round. We'll
thanks,
be up.
Daniel. Thanks for putting this on.
Absolutely. Here. It's my pleasure. And we're going to, aloha, we're going to come back, talk with Stuart Katz about how the Aloha Team Classic went right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the golf club.
Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low-impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results.
Star Protection Agency has been providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Guards on foot, bike, and patrol cars for your business, buildings, or retail. Whether it's a store or an entire shopping center, Star Protection provides the security you need. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection is peace of mind.
Yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back to the show. We're going to have a sunny day with isolated showers this morning and possibly in the afternoon as well. The winds are easterly, 10 to 15. The high today is expected to be about 86 degrees. The humidity has been pretty high, so it feels a lot warmer than just 86 degrees. Doesn't get down to the 70s much in the evening either. It's been rather warm, at least on Oahu. I hear it's a little bit cooler on the neighbor islands, and that certainly is wonderful. Let's say good morning to Stuart Katz. How are you?
Good morning, Danielle. Just wonderful. Resting a little bit after a long week, but glad to be on with you this morning.
The Aloha Team Classic raises money for Maui Youth Charities, bringing people in from around the world in Hawaii, and they play at the Kapalua Plantation and the Bay Course, plus they play at the Anapali Course. Now, how do you break these teams down, and who's determined to be the winner?
Well, we play at three courses. It's a three-day tournament, and we play at three courses, and we try to rotate those each year around the island, so we involve all of the courses as much as we can. This year, our winning team was Frank Splann and Michael Anderson from Dallas, Texas, and Sacramento. Our second-place team was a married couple, Mark and Karen Mayer from Parker, Colorado. And our third-place team was Bruce Hamanson from Australia and Marcy Rohde from Kapalua, Maui. So
wow.
It is truly a worldwide event. They are two-person teams, and it's a real fun tournament, and yet they all go out there and compete and do their best. We have some great prizes that are donated, and everybody has a good time.
Oh, some of the prizes?
Oh, we have prizes that range from hotel stays and restaurants, and Warren and Annabelle's was one of our major prize presenters. We have gift cards that are given by various establishments. So a wide variety of areas of prizes that are given by companies and organizations here on the island.
Well, thank you to all of the companies and organizations that stepped up and made it possible. Of course, they made it possible for us to send winners from the call-ins that we had, the qualifiers, and then we had the drawing for four people, because one person could take a friend, and stayed at the Napili Shores, Outrigger Napili Shores, had the Avis or Hertz car, got to tool around the island for 6 days, it was wonderful, and 5 nights at Napili Shores, and playing at Ka'anapali. Now, the Ka'anapali, you had a clinic with LPGA players there. I'd like to, what were some of the tips those girls gave you guys?
Well, it was a great day. We had probably 50 to 75 people, many of them young folks from the Lahaina area that came out and joined Angela German, Anna Grisabian, and Kim Welch, as well as Mary B. Mary B. got up on the stage and on the podium area and answered questions and talked about her experiences. It was sort of funny. The girls all introduced themselves, and then Mary B. did, and she said, "I have more playing years combined than all three of these girls combined." So it was really fun because all three of the girls knew Mary B. from their junior golf days.
Wow.
And it was a really good day. They had about a half hour where they warmed up and took shots and brought some of the kids out onto the range and let them hit, and they gave them instruction. And then they talked for a while, and a lot of information was given, mostly around pre-shot routines and club and shot selections and how do you get over the first tee jitters. And I remember Angela said, the only way that you get yourself out of a nervous position is to revert back to that routine so that you are in a comfort zone again. And, Anna talked about the fact that she visualizes every shot and commits to the shot before she goes. And she talked about the fact that if she was up there looking at a shot and kept moving her eyes from location to location, then she's not focused and she's not ready to go, so she steps away and starts again. And Kim, who was the Kim Welch, who was the winner of Ka'anapali Big Break a couple of years ago, and knows Ka'anapali and the winds of Maui really well, she talked about how she plays a different shot when she plays in Maui or in Hawaii versus being on the east or west coast. She'll play a little punt driver into the trade wind, so naturally everybody wanted to know how do you hit that shot.
Yes.
And she talked about shortening her follow through in order to keep the ball down lower. So it was those kinds of tips and hints, and they talked about their experiences. Kim noted how intense the big break was, and the girls talked a lot about how they feel when they're standing on the first tee of a U.S. Open. And it was a great, great afternoon. Everybody enjoyed it, and we think the kids learned a lot.
Absolutely. I just learned a lot. Just listening to it, explain the shot that she uses when she's in Hawaii again.
Well, she hits what she calls a bunt driver into the trade winds, and she says that she doesn't hit a full follow-through, and what that allows her to do, she'll cut the follow-through off. We hear that on the TV about Tiger, that he hits that little punch shot.
Yes.
And the way they do it, and I thought she explained it really well, she said it's like hitting a bunt, and she'll cut that swing down low, and she'll cut it off short, and it just keeps the club head down, and it keeps the ball flight down.
Excellent. That's and very important for us to know, because when we're playing on, like, the bay course or any of the ocean courses, and there's so many of them, we get those breezes, and you've got to get ready for it. Kaanapali is another perfect example on the Kai course.
Yeah, you know, both courses at Kaanapali, you know, if the wind comes up, you're playing most of the day into it or with it, and you got to know how to play the wind out here. And the girls really demonstrated it. And one of the nice things for our participants was that two of the 3 days, the participants had the option to make a contribution to the foundation, and then they had a chance to play alongside the girls. And everybody that I talk with that has that experience walks away with a great appreciation for how great these players are, their focus, and their ability to move the ball left or right, and their accuracy. But most of all, it's their tempo. They just hit the ball with such smooth tempos. And we all walk away after playing with the girls, and I'm fortunate I get a chance to play with them when they're here, because we encourage them to come out and spend a couple of days before and a couple of days after as a vacation time. And you just walk away smoother and just more confident in your own swing. It's just wonderful.
Yeah, I noticed that when I was playing someone who had an excellent pre-shot routine. It was like a ballet in motion. You know, and of course ballet is in motion, but it was, but it felt so good watching him do his pre-shot routine. I realized how bad mine was.
You know, as I say, the girls come out and we get a chance to get them out on the course, because it's interesting. When they come over, they don't just want to go play in the tournament. They actually come over and want to play some additional golf when they're here. And I would be remiss if I didn't note that Kim Welch defended her title, because the girls do play a two-day stroke play amongst themselves for a small cash purse that we're able to put up. And Kim Welch defended her title for the second year, so she won the Aloha Team Classic LPGA flight.
Bravo. Do you know how much money you raised for Maui Charities?
Well, we haven't concluded the accounting, obviously, but we look to be somewhere in the $8,000 to $9,000 range this year, which, considering the economy, we're real pleased with.
Yes.
And that money will help a great deal.
Excellent, excellent. I'm just so glad that I was a part of it this year. Thank you so much for coming up with all those prizes. And I'd like more Hawaii. You know, it's a shame that people don't have more time. I think time is the critical part of, you know, playing 3 days. Most people, that's almost a vacation.
So, well, we had one player that came over from Oahu for the entire event. And then we had a number of players. We were able to offer them just one-day slots for the local players.
Oh, good.
So we included everybody. We had about 30 or 34 different golfers that played during the 3 days.
Excellent. And fabulous. And let's just see it grow. That's what
I'm
looking forward
to. Well, Danielle, we couldn't do it without your help. And again, many, many thanks for all of your support all year long. We really appreciate it.
That's my pleasure. Thanks for being on the show.
Always a pleasure.
All right. We'll take a break and be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the green with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low-impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results. Summer is coming. Whether you're in an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from design to installation to preventative maintenance of your AC system so that it operates more efficiently. Alakai's world-class technicians use only quality components to keep you cool. Protect your investment, from window units to chiller plants across Hawaii. Call Alakai Mechanical, keeping Hawaii cool. Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore is scheduled to reopen on December 16th. Come play our newly renovated greens. One of the best golf resort courses just got better. Take the day off. Have some fun. Do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call our pro shop for more information at 808-742-8711. That's 808-742-8711.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And welcome back to the clubhouse. So we're trying something with Ustream, and there's a couple of people who are watching right now, and I just wanted you to know we're still working on getting the audio that's online so that you can hear what's being said, so you just don't hear my part, because my part isn't that much when I get somebody talking. That's the whole idea. And Craig Sasada will be joining us in just a couple of minutes to talk about the reopening of Poipu and those glorious greens. And the Grand Slam of Golf, of course, was at Poipu for some 10 years. We were really lucky to have such a long run. And we want them to come back. That's the message to the PGA of America today from Danielle. We want you back. The greens have changed at Poipu. Come on home. You know, at Volcano, it was 46 degrees this morning, and if you wanted to play around there, there's a 10-18 and an 11-06. Makalei has a 9-56, an 11-08, and a 12-12. They're always doing something at Makalei, whether it's a wine and golf outing or a spooktacular event that has Halloween and golf all combined. The Kalapahui gang is getting out, and may you guys all hit the sweet spot every time, just like at Kiahuna, the Southside Men's Club, and Hui Ohana is getting out today. And, you know, at Ko'olina, the Happy Hookers are back. I should join the Happy Hookers because, Lord knows, you know, if you're out there and you're hooking and slicing and doing all the things, you know, topping your ball, you should be at least happy that you're out and having a good time. And Aloha Petroleum, may y'all hit the sweet spot every time. Is this a tin group that's going out? I'm not sure. At McKenna. If you're playing on Maui, there's a 9:44 and a 10:32 at McKenna. Ko'olina has a 10 o'clock and 11 o'clock. And the Kiahuna, 9:56 and 12:44. And that's Tew. Family Tew is getting out today. Have fun. And even if you don't hit the sweet spot every time, that's the most important part of golf, is just having fun. If you heard the saying, keep your head down? Everybody says that, right? Keep your head down. Well, the question is, as, you know, you're keeping your head down, are you actually picking your head up? When you hit a thin shot that dribbles along the ground, and I talk about this because it happens to me a lot, it would seem the player must have picked up their head, and that's what everybody tells me. Danielle, you picked up your head. You came up too fast. My experience is that most players don't pick their head up at all, and this comes from one of the great gurus at Yahoo Sports. What they do is they pull their arms and their hands up toward their body, causing the club to hit the ball low on the club face, producing a skull shot. Oh, it's not my head. It's the rest of my body that came up too fast. Right. I stood up. To fix the problem, hit balls focusing on brushing the grass ahead of the ball and going to a three-quarter fully extended finish. Not necessarily, you know, one of those beautiful finishes that you see the pros do, okay? This will help keep your arms extended, producing more consistency and power. I want to thank Yahoo for giving me that tip because it really, one of those moments, an aha moment for me. So let's check on the progress of our Hawaii golfers on the tours or their quest to be on the tour, on the PGA Tour. It's the third year of Justin Timberlake's five-year commitment to do the Justin Timberlake Shriners Hospital for Children Open in Las Vegas, followed by an absolutely amazing concert that they put on with amazing people who come and they all raise money for Shriners. In the lead right now, Jonathan Bird, a 66 and a 63, but one stroke back is Riji Imada. He had a 68 and a screaming 62. Hawaii's Dean Wilson, he shot a 70 and a 66. Do you think that would be, you know, really great, a 70 and a 66? And if you reverse that, you've got John Daly's scorecard. They both made the cut, but they're only tied for 47. Now, Dean, of course, a Castle High grad from the Kaneohe side, is working really hard to get his full playing privileges back. And Punahou grad Parker McLaughlin, just a first-time daddy. He plays for Waikoloa, where the Asia-Pacific Junior Cup's going to be played. Let's make that perfectly clear, that Waikoloa is very good. First-time daddy didn't make the cut. Worried about him. I don't think he's going to have his full playing privileges this year. But you know what? He's a dad. He just had his first baby. So what, you know, really, what's more important? Craig Zasada is joining us. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning, Danielle.
It's good to have you on the show.
Yeah, always a pleasure.
It sounds kind of like you're far away. Are you on speakerphone?
No, I'm on handheld, actually.
Oh, good. Okay. Let me just make this perfectly clear. KPUA Hilo, KHUI Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo, KTOH FM1 Princeville, and of course, always online at radiogolfclub.com. And I mean that because once the show is over live, then it's archived and you can listen to it in whatever time zone and whatever time frame. You can listen to it while you're doing work on your computer. Or you can find it at iTunes. They have it as Golf Club Radio Show. And you can listen to it at Stitcher Radio. Stitcher Radio is an app for your smartphone. Very cool. Doesn't require any memory. It, like, streams right through your phone. So you don't have to wait for it. You go to... They take the out of everything. Golf Club Radio Show at Stitcher Radio. And go to Stitcher to download the app or find it on your, you know, your apps part of your smartphone. And you'll download that and you can make your own radio station. It's very, very cool. So, Craig, I was going through all of these, you know, the different tours looking for some of our Hawaii golfers to see how they were doing, you know, and checking on Dean Wilson, of course, because he's really working hard. And Michelle Wee, she took time out from Stanford. She went to Malaysia. She had a 68. She followed that with like a 74. She's tied for 24th. It's tough when you're focusing on school and then all of a sudden the stamina that you need to play after flying to Malaysia and doing all of the promo work that they do. I saw her a lot of pictures of, you know, doing this charity and going to talk to these people. And they do a lot outside of golf and then playing that 18-36, you know, that's a lot of golf. If you haven't been doing it regularly, it can really take a lot out of you.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think, you know, when Michelle, I see a couple of her commercials. They're pretty neat, actually.
Yes, they are. She's cute, isn't she? She's got a great sense of humor.
Yeah, she did a good job with the commercials.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think it's good for her. I mean, you know, they're kind of striking what iron's hot, so to say, because of what she's done in the last couple of tournaments. And, you know, she opened up really well, like you mentioned, and today a little setback. But, you know, she's still got one more round to go, so... And, you know, with Dean Wilson, it looks like his card is pretty secure, so no matter what happens the rest of the year, so at least he knows what he'll be doing next year.
Yeah, you know, that's so important. He's moved way up, and but he's worked hard. I have a friend on Twitter, Charlotte Mayorkas. She was at the SBS when it was the women's event at Turtle Bay, and she was saying to me, oh, Dean Wilson, yeah, he plays, you know, because he lives in Vegas, right? And he's at the TPC there where he plays. She said he really works hard. He works really hard.
It shows. It's starting to pay off.
Yeah. Yeah. But it just shows that you can't ever figure that you're, you know, if you get away from the game, you're going to lose something. You know, there's going to be something. You're going to lose your touch around the greens, or you're going to, that you're going to just be a little off, and you can't expect a whole bunch out of yourself. You know, like when you go to play tournaments and you haven't practiced in a while. You don't expect your best game, do you?
Well, I really don't expect it a lot all the time anyway, but... but, you know, like you mentioned, somebody like Parker, you know, he has immense talent and, you know, he's a, you know, new father and everything, so, you know, his priorities are probably a little changed right now, and you know, once he gets back on track, you know, with somebody of his talent, he'll get right back in there, you know, sort of like Dean, and, you know, get his game together. And,
yes.
You know, he'll be out there again.
Yes, because he's changing his swing. And that's one of the, you know, you're changing your swing and have the new baby and all of those things coming all at one time. It's a lot of distraction. We were talking earlier with Stephen Yellen, The Seven Secrets of World-Class Athletes. That's a lot of activity in the prefrontal cortex that's bothering the deeper mind. I'm sure Tiger Woods was experiencing that. His brain was thinking a little bit too much, and the deeper mind wasn't getting involved. But I also wanted to tell you that for those who didn't qualify to go to Malaysia, there was the 2010 Arizona Women's Open at Wigwam Red Course in Litchfield. And Esther Cho won the final score, you know, with the final score 207. She got, I can't remember, I think it was $4,000. So I was going down the list of people who actually made money, and I find Hawaii's Kimberly Kim. She was in the money. She tied for seventh. She took home $800. And Zira Suyetsugu, she tied for 10th and took home $425. Now, for everybody who thinks going into professional golf is going to, you know, reap you millions of dollars, this is what kids do on the quest, right?
She, you know, that week she probably lost money winning the $800.
Yeah.
The entry probably was more than that, but, you know, Kimberly Kim, you know, she's in, I think, the final stage of the LPGA qualifying school. So, you know, she gets by that next month. December, I guess, is the final.
Yeah, in December, yeah.
Yeah, and if she gets by that, you know, she has enough talent, you know, former USAM winner. And, you know, I think she'll do well out there on the ladies' tour. She can get to the qualifying school. I think she has the ability, you know, to make a good career out of her herself. So.
Yeah. Yeah, and the next time we're just keeping our eyes, and she, for a while, she got right out of the sport. She just didn't want to play golf at all. I think for about a year and a half, she put all her trophies in the closet and just went to school, did the school thing.
Probably was a good thing. I mean, probably she realized how much she loved the game and she really wanted to be back in it. So it could have been a rejuvenation for her. So
exactly, she did it. It is exactly right. In fact, that's what she said. She said that she, when she started playing again, when she found her trophies and she went, "Wow, I really miss this." and you know, but it takes that to give you that fire again. And the next time we see Tad Fujikawa play, it's going to be in Q School.
He actually got by the first stage, so I think he's in the. He made the second. He's going to go to the second stage now. So. Which is good news. So
he's
doing really well on the e-golf tour.
Yes. He's the money winner. He won.
His game is coming, coming along quite well. So, you know, he in no time, he'll probably be out there with Dean. So be looking out for him.
Yeah, it's great. It's great to have. I see all of the work that the kids put into this, because they do. They work really hard. By the way, on the Champions Tour, the Ryder Cup captain, Corey Pavin, he's kind of showing everybody he still got it. He leads after the first round. He had a 66. Congratulations to him. Speaking of, let's talk a little bit about Poi Pu. Let's take our next break, and then we can just focus on the reopening of Poi Pu Bay Golf Course and the new greens and how everything is growing in. And we'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the green with Danielle Tucker when we return to the golf club.
Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allow for low impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results. Star Protection Agency has been providing security across Hawaii since 1991, guarding your business, buildings, and retail. Whether it's a store or an entire shopping center, Star Protection provides the security you need. You can join the Star Team. We're looking for a few good men and women. Call Star Protection Agency at 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
It's the Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor link. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And welcome back to the clubhouse. We're talking with Craig Sasada, director of golf at Poipu Bay Golf Course, the home of the Grand Slam of golf for 10 years. So hard to see it played in Bermuda, yeah?
Yeah, it just got over, but it's a little unusual.
I wish I'd come back. You know, it would be so great. I said that's my message to the PGA of America, come back. Ernie Els, by the way, won. That's good to see Ernie win.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, it's a nice guy that won, and, you know, David Toms is right there, too, and he's a really fine gentleman. So I think all four of them are, but I had the pleasure of meeting a couple of them. So, you know, Ernie deserved to win. He's been playing well all year, actually.
Yeah, one of the possible contenders for player of the year.
Correct.
Maybe. It's really hard to tell who's going to get that. You know,
I think Furyk's going to get it, though.
You think Jim Furyk because of the FedEx Cup win? Yeah, well, that's...
three wins, too, huh?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's a really good point. Yeah, Jim Furyk. He deserves it. Absolutely. Jim. Let's go with Jim.
Well, him or Matt Kuchar, I guess.
Okay, Matt Kuchar. Let's change our minds some more. So how are those? I hear that you got some rain, and it came at the perfect time. If you didn't know this, Poipu Bay Golf Course closed entirely because they wanted to dedicate themselves to absolutely making their greens perfect. Tell us what you did to change them and how things are growing in.
Well, what we did is, you know, we closed our golf course earlier this year back in on April 1st, and we are scheduled to reopen again on December 16th of this year. What we did was our original turf that we had on the greens was a Tiff Dewar Bermuda. And, you know, over the course of the years, approximately 20 years or so, you know, certain things happened to it where it was getting harder and harder to maintain the greens to the standards that we would like to see. So, you know, we just decided that we needed a change to, you know, not only to keep our golf course to the level that we wanted to, but to give our guests something, you know, that is worthy of
world class.
Yeah.
World class, yes.
So we changed it up, and we put a Seashore Pastalum Hybrid on it, and, you know, as of right now, it's growing in very nicely, and we have the greens actually cut to the height that we are going to keep it at when we reopen, so we're just trying to maintain the grass at that height now so that it'll be ready when we reopen.
What's important, I guess, for the grass is for the root system to really get established?
Well, right now, actually, the root system is pretty good. We check it every so often. It's down pretty good right now. It has good depth, and it's basically more, if anything, there are a few spots that are lighter than others where it doesn't produce the roll as well as we want to, but they'll come, you know, it'll be ready by the time we open, so.
And that's why you wanted to make the, you didn't want to reopen until you were absolutely comfortable.
Correct, yes.
And smart.
Yeah, you know, we didn't want to have to make an excuse saying, yeah, we opened too early or something to that effect. So when we reopen, it's going to be to what we want it to.
December 16th.
Yes.
It's very fun. I was just going to look at what day is that?
That's a Thursday.
It's a Thursday. Wish it would be fun to do the show from there.
Yeah, that would be fun.
That would be. Yeah, that would be fun. That would be a good idea. I was looking at the Governor's Cup. Did you play in the Governor's Cup? Did you?
A long time ago. I played a few times, but a long time ago.
Yeah, and then of course Brian, you taught everything.
Times, oh, for sure.
You told him everything he knows.
Oh, you know that.
Yeah, right. Okay, so I was just looking at. Okay, we've got the professional team: you know, Matt Pacala, Dave Eichelberger, Sean McCauley, John Hearn is coming. Tai Otake. Thank you very much, Tai. You just got me tongue-tied. Tai, Bo Yokomoto, Reagan Lee, Eddie Lee, Joe P, Phil Chun, Wade Nishimoto, and Ron Castillo Jr. So they're all going to be playing. And now we finally, because Rudy Caballar won the 2010 Turtle Bay Amateur, that was the final event to determine exactly who the professionals will be playing against. And the field is kind of scary, guys. Lika Bell, David Fink, Lawrence Chan, Rudy Caballar, Bradley Shigezawa, Brandon Kopp. He's the old man of the group.
Yeah.
He should be the...
Your father, actually.
But don't tell Brandon, because he's still 18.
Don't tell him that.
No, no. Okay, Aaron Kunitomo, Sung Jai Meng, TJ Kua, Zaidi Ari, David Saka, and Royden Hirakuji. And it's interesting, because Royden won. He was the open winner. The automatic qualifier.
Maui Open. Correct.
Yes. Yeah, so he was right in there. So he's kind of an old man too, right?
Yeah, Royden's actually, he's in his mid-40s, I think. So.
He could be, nah, not really, you guys, you know, what am I talking about? Yeah, everybody's going, yeah.
Yeah, compared to everybody.
But when you look at the amateurs, when did they start becoming such young kids?
Well, I think you had Mary B on earlier, and
yes,
you know the things that the junior golf does now for these young people, that you know the opportunities that are there that presents itself to them. I think it's great, and they're exposed to more competition and better competition, and you know at the young age they mature and their games show that. So, you know, at 15 years old, I think Rudy Caballar, when he was before he went to high school, he was a pretty good player already, shooting some good numbers. But, you know, these young kids today, I mean, they can really play, and they hit it far. So,
yeah.
You know, it's not just equipment. They're just stronger probably, too. And they really can move it. They play well. And their maturity levels, I think, probably a little better right now just due to the exposure to competition and traveling.
I think that's part of what the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association wanted to do, and then they created, you know, the championship statewide, making it a statewide event, and points, and then with the points you get to be in the Asia Pacific Cup, Junior Cup, which then allows you to compete against the top players from the entire country of Japan, and this has been going on for 4 years now. So these kids are competing island versus island and amongst themselves within the island on their school teams against high schools. And that's a lot of work, a lot of dedication, a lot of money. Parents, congratulations. I mean, it takes real dedication for not just, it's like what Rudy said, special thanks to my dad for taking me to practice every day. You know,
I mean, you know, the parents, without the mom and dad, I hope these children realize, like, you know, it's nice that Rudy acknowledges them, then acknowledge the parents, because, you know, you are correct. As far as what the parents have to put in, I think time, they wouldn't mind putting in their time. They would love to do it, but the financial part of it, especially the ones that are really the top level juniors, the traveling that they have to do, it will probably take a toll on the parents, but kudos to the parents. They can do it and are willing to do it for their children. It just goes to show, you know, that you know, this game is not just a one-person game. Even though you play it individually, as a youth, it takes everyone to get together so that they can actually have a good kind of a backing behind them, that they can enjoy this game and then maybe prosper later on.
Yeah.
And open education for them actually going to college.
That's it. Because getting a golf scholarship, you may not actually have aspirations to become, you know, a tour player. But maybe you want to become a golf professional and work in the golf industry. But getting that scholarship to college makes that investment that the parents have put into their, you know, and not just of time, but of money. You know, it's expensive to travel. You know, it's just not flying over. You've got to have a place to stay. You need a car and all that stuff. So that expense hopefully is going. Speaking of expensive, just golf balls, you know. But I have, for the 18th caller, two sleeves of tailor-made Penta golf balls. They're beautiful. They really are.
If I could put a homing device in it, that'd be perfect for me.
Well, that's what Len said. Len won. Terry Matsuda at Hilo has won. Len Nakahara has won. Kim Box and Wesley Kira has won. But Len said, we were talking to him, he goes, you know, I couldn't find one. And, you know, it was a heartbreaking experience. I'm not going to say exactly what he said because you're probably going to be embarrassed if I say it again. But, you know, it's like you got to find that ball. And it's so hard in Hawaii. If you're playing next to a lava field, what's the first thing you can't go? It's, first of all, the lava is like glass. It's already cut up the golf ball. But you do not go into the lava field to retrieve your ball. Because if you fall down and hurt yourself, you will be really in pain. The cuts on your body will make it so that you can't play golf. You know, if you cut your hands, your knees, and all that. So that's if you're just visiting and you haven't played along a lava field, once it's out there, it's gone. It's like being in the water. You're not going to go fishing for it, okay? But for the 18th caller, the number is 808-296-5467. I will send these to you, and they will come to you priority mail, tailor-made Penta golf balls. Speaking of youth, Poipu Bay, if I remember, the golf course has a program for young people to play in the afternoon.
We're going to continue that. It's something that started before I got here, you know, from my predecessor before, and what it is from 4 o'clock on most every day that it's available. If you have an adult walking along with you, the junior is free, you know, any junior from 6 to 17 years of age, and they can play in the afternoon with no charge. So we'll continue to do that. I think it's a good thing for them to just come out, play a few holes, and, you know, cap off the day by working some things for the young kids, or just, you know, walk around with mom or dad. So
that's nice. And that's the way it should be done. I mean, yeah, I've often seen, you know, grandpas. I have one picture in my mind, and I've said it before. I was playing at a golf course, and there was grandpa and three kids in the golf court, and there were junior tees on this course, and it was just... It was amazing to see the kids just waving and having this grand time. They were having a wonderful time with the grandparents, and he was having a great time with his grandchildren. They're infectious.
That's great, yeah. When you see those things,
yeah, it makes me feel like going. You know, let's go. So, got to ask you a question. Do you think they're hyping this next event, the one that's going to happen on the mainland, I mean, rather in Asia, the HSBC Championship, and Tiger Woods is going to be in, Graham McDowell is going to be there, and does he have a chance? Do you think Tiger's going to be able to put his game back together? What are your thoughts on that?
For me, I actually think Tiger maybe not win this year, but I wouldn't be surprised if he won the HSBC or... You know, any other one this year, whatever he plays. I think he's playing the Target this year, too. But,
yes.
Next year, I wouldn't be surprised if Tiger won a major, won 3-4 events. You know, what's so funny about Tiger, he's probably played the worst he's ever played since he's been in junior golf right now. Obviously, there's a lot of things on his mind and whatever happened this year, but he still made over $1 million. I mean, this is probably the worst he can play, and the guy has made—he's played 12 tournaments or something like that this year. He's made over $1 million, and that's rock bottom.
Hey, that's rock bottom for Tiger Woods. God, I only made $1 million this year. Yikes! You know.
So the guy just has too much talent to write off. I mean, I don't think people can be surprised if he wins 3 or 4 next year.
Okay. Okay. It's just a lot of people who say, you know, now or never, where he's not going to challenge Jack Nicklaus's 18 majors. You know, he's past his prime. He doesn't have a chance. They're not afraid of him anymore. All those things that are said, you know, that he's just not going to make it. I'll tell you who did make it, though. Jeff Liu of Honolulu is our winner of our TaylorMade Penta golf balls. They go fast, don't they? I should probably make
golf
it.
Golf balls.
Yeah, they are good golf balls. But
I'm not a Titleist guy, but they're good golf balls.
Yeah, well, I used to give away, Titleist was a sponsor at one time, and I want to acknowledge them, but now TaylorMade has made these beautiful Penta balls available. So, you know, kudos to TaylorMade. Thank you for supporting the Golf Club Radio Show. And thank you, Jeff Liu, thank you for being a loyal listener, because I think Jeff has won before. I think, you know, and I want to put it out there that pick up the phone. You'd never know. You can win. It is possible.
Hey, it don't cost you anything.
And it doesn't cost you anything. Pick up the phone, make a call. You know, I know it seems like it's not possible, but it is. So it's like, okay, so Tiger's got a chance. Craig Sasada said so, and Craig's in charge of Poipu. So,
yeah.
Do you think the PGA will come back to Poipu?
Well, you know, never. I don't ever want to say never. It will never happen. But you know, there's a lot of things that need to happen. The door is always open. But as of right now, there's no talks or anything like that. So
right. Okay. All right.
I'm not even sure where they're going to go next year, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was wondering.
But, I think they're done in Bermuda after this year, so.
Oh, I thought it was more exciting because, of course, I live here. So it was more exciting when it was played here in Hawaii.
I thought so, too.
Yeah.
And we had it for 13 years, so it was a good run.
It was a good run. See, so there you go. All right, and then now, who are you going with on the Governor's Cup?
Well, you know, I got to stick with the professionals.
So you think, okay, well, experience.
Even possibly, we lost last year, but I got to stick with that.
Well, you got, it's a great team, you know, Wade Nishimoto and Phil Chun and Joe P and Eddie Lee and Reagan Lee and Bo Yokomoto and Tai Otake and John Hearn and Sean McCauley and Dave Eichelberger and Matt Pakala with Ron Castillo. That's a lot of experience.
You know, how good is Dave Eichelberger? You know, Dave's, I think, 67. And in our SPC stroke play, our stroke play championship, you know, he shot his age at HCC.
Yeah.
He got a 67 in there.
Yeah.
Now, that's pretty impressive.
That's my front nine, you know.
That's pretty impressive there.
Oh! So I got to work on my game. Well, we have to wrap up the show. It's always fun talking to you, Craig.
Oh, always a pleasure being on it.
And it's great. It's great. So Poipu Bay Golf Course reopening December 16th. And, gee, make sure that, you know, can people already book a tee time?
We'll start to take them 30 days out. So we're about the 15th, 16th of November.
Okay. I'll remind everybody.
All
book
right.
Your tee time.
Thank you, Danielle.
Thank you, Craig Sasada. Aloha.
Bye-bye.
The Golf Club is sponsored by Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing and air conditioning statewide. They have excellent service, expert knowledge, work, and product that you can depend on. It's Alakai Mechanical statewide. Star protection, get the star team on your property. Whether you want foot patrol, building security, you know, shopping centers, you have a shopping center that needs to be secured. Maybe you want motor patrol. You just want your neighborhood to have somebody driving through it, make sure everything is cool. Call Star Protection. Or if you're putting on a big concert or like the SBS Championship, they need protection. Star Protection is the person or the organization, rather. Star Protection. Call Star Protection. Moon Physical Therapy. They're doctor recommended and insurance approved. Now, whether you've been hurt in a workman's comp related accident or you've been hurt in a car accident or you're just recovering from surgery, whether it's, you know, your knee, you hurt it in some event, a hip replacement surgery, Moon Physical Therapy. You can always catch us at radiogolfclub.com, and thank you for your mama, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. KTOH-FM 99.9. KONI-FM 104.7. KTUA-AM 670. KUNU-AM 1500. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
This broadcast is copyright of the Golf Club Radio Show 2010.